Blog Talk Radio. Man, oh man, don't you just love it? Woo, man, I tell you, this old school music is no joke. Enchantment, silly love songs, and there's nothing silly about a love song for sure. And that's what I love about the lyrical content from back in the day. They would say things with the double meaning, and we didn't have to say graphic things. We could say things that may sound one way, but you know, it just depends on you. You could take it wherever you want. And so I love that. I love that about the classiness of old school classy R&B. And so what's up, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, and it is Throwback Thursday. And so you know what, I'm feeling like this real mood, this real nice chilled mood, and not because it's cold all around the world but because I just like this good old school, these songs that say something that really blesses your heart and stuff and got real meaning and stuff. So that's what I love about our old school. Now a lot of kids nowadays, they don't have an old school, is what I was told yesterday by a young man. And he says, I'm so glad you guys had an old school, because we needed an old school. We would be without an old school if you guys didn't have one. And I go, wow, that's really sad. That really makes me sad. But, you know, I'm praying that all turns around so that music can continue to grow and not just go back. And, you know, see, one of the reasons why a lot of old school is so strong is because you had real musicians playing real instruments, and so there was a lot of passion, a lot of skill, a lot of blessings in the music back in the day. And so people, I mean, and, you know, with all those blessings coming together simultaneously to create a song, the odds are that it's going to be great. And that's exactly what was happening with the music from back in the day. That's why I love old school, and that's why I love to play it. And so speaking of old school, I'm going to bring a young old school partner in. What's up, Mr. Don Fleming?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, not too much, man. Just getting ready for this great day of good old school music and just enjoying it. I was in your stash earlier and had to go and get some enchantment out of your stash that I just thought, hey, this is misplaced.
Which one did you play?
Silly Love Song. I'm like, why is this over here? I got to change this up.
Hey, look at you.
But
poaching music.
Right.
You're a music poacher.
So as I was scrolling past all of those 9,000 songs that you have in yours, I saw Enchantment. I said, Enchantment? What is Enchantment doing over here? It's got to go where it belongs, man. To the old school. But anyway, man, happy Throwback Thursday. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Just enjoying the sun. Hopefully you're doing the same out there where you are.
Yes. The sun is here. The sun is here, but it's still cold. But the sun is here, and it's just not. I mean, you know what? I'm a take my cake and eat it too, even though that makes, you know, how can you can't have your cake and eat it too? What does that mean, Don? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Why do I have a cake?
I know, it's like, what's the use? What's the use of having delicious cake in front of you? And I like food. What's the use of having delicious cake in front of you? You can't do anything with it.
I know. Now you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, who said that was a cool saying? What do you mean? Oh, Lord. So anyway, yeah, man. So I just want to just have a good time today here as we have a triple threat today on Solar Records Radio, as I will be kicking it off with 60s, 70s, and 80s old school. Don will come in later on. Well, he's in the show today too with me, so he's going to give you guys a tease.
And, yeah.
And then so he comes on again this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. And then our brother Goldie Mac will come on at 11. Rest in peace, Goldie. But we will be playing his shows, reposting his shows, because we want to keep his legacy alive too. Very nice brother. And a lot of his friends really appreciate, you know, being able to hear him on the radio still even after he's gone. So, you know what, that's the mm-hmm. least that we can do, you know, for somebody who was really dedicated and loved his old school music. And so that's today. 11, now listen, my friends overseas, y'all just be working, waking up to go to work the next day on Goldie Mac Sessions. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. That's like 6 in the morning over there, right? Woo, Lord, in some parts of it. But anyway, all right, so I want to get this music going. We started off with, like I said, Enchantment, and that's because I was feeling really romantic, like. All right, so I'm going to wake everybody up and include myself. Don, anything on your heart before we get good going here?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You're kind of keeping it smooth with that little
Kenny
saxophone
G?
In the background.
That's Kenny G. That's my boy right
Kenny
there.
Kenny G.
Yeah, yes, yes. We did a thing for the governor, the incoming governor together years ago. And I was like, when he was coming on stage, I was excited. I was like, okay, let me check him out. Because he was young, and then things were just popping for him. And then
right.
the band started playing, but he was nowhere around. And then all of a sudden, he was all the way up in the balcony playing his sax. Up in the balcony, and he walked all the way down, and the people were cheering. It was just beautiful. And I said, there you go, buddy. There you go. I love it. So anyway, I got a lot of love and respect for that brother. With that circular breathing thing that he does, that saxophonist go, I mean, he like, dude, how do you keep blowing without breathing? But that circular breathing is amazing, and he's got it going on. So, all right, here we go. On Soul Art Records Radio, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. Let's go, Johnny Kent. Kick it off, my brother, Johnny Kemp.
Yeah. Get down on it. by standing on the wall.
Get your back up on the wall.
Listen, baby.
Man, that's my group. Oh, those are my sisters. I just talked to them yesterday. That's Crystal doing their thing. Oh, my good. Love is like a itching in my heart, and I can't scratch it. Oh, see, I love those lyrics, right? Don't we just love them? Don't we just love them? I told y'all, old school in the house, and we had Cool in the Gang doing that thing. Get down on it. You know, man, oh, man, I went and was just hanging out with them, had a great time up here in Austin, Texas. Amir, much love, my brother from Wardell and Gala. We had a great time. Thanks for, you know, giving us the biggest room in the world. That room was so big. And, man, oh, man, and we just got started. Oh, my, just got paid. Come on, man. We got to keep this thing going because I'm having such a great time. I hope you are, too. We're just getting going here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And I also wanted just to remind you of what's going to happen tomorrow on Soul Eye Records Radio. Tomorrow on Soul Eye Records Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records on Soul Eye Records Radio. So please come and hang out with us. I want to give you just a small taste of what it's like. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Woo, man, oh, man, Midnight Star. If you ever got a chance to go see that band, they are absolutely amazing. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love them so much. And, I mean, but you talk about funky. I would not want to be the band that's coming on after them, that's for sure. They need to be the headliner as far as I'm concerned. I just can't. They're too good. I mean, and tight, and they got hits. They got a lot of hits. So they can just keep going and keep going, you know. And they do it well. So I'm very, very, very proud of them and really enjoyed them. Let me see. What else was I playing? What did I have before that? What was that, Don? Do you know what I had before that?
Oh,
I'm just grooving all.
You were playing Lakeside. Yeah.
So, Given to Love, you know, that was a song that, you know, like I said, guys, tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, we're going to have T. Meyer McCain come on and hang out with us from Lakeside to talk to us about, you know, his sharing his story in Solar and all the things that they've done as a group from the beginning to whatever. So tune in tomorrow. As you never know who may call in with T. Meyer. So we're going to have a good time tomorrow. T. Meyer McCain from Lakeside will be in tomorrow, and we'll be chopping up with him. And then I started the block out with one of my favorite girl groups, Crystal. And Love Is Itching In My Heart. Lord have mercy. I love that song. I love the lyrics. It just makes me happy. Makes me feel good, you know. That's like I said, that's one thing about that old school music, man. Those lyrics are just real. You can go back and it's just like, what? Man, that was clever. I wouldn't have thought about that like that, but they had it going on. So anyway, guys, we're just chilling. Don Fleming's on the balcony, chilling, laying getting a suntan and just doing it right. Like, you know, he's probably a bad thing. Don, it's like you're like on vacation. You got it going on.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio's Wardell Parks Jr. and Don Fleming on Solar Records Radio. Don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be celebrating Solar, the sound of Solar Records. So come and hang out with us all about Solar tomorrow. All right, guys.
Yes, indeed.
So let's keep it going. And don't forget to keep Ukraine in your prayers. And much love, Greg. Thanks again, brother, for the amazing flyers. We love you, Greg. Thanks for your all the other stuff he's doing, too. He does so many different things for us. Appreciate you, my brother. All right, guys. So we're going to keep it rolling. Oh, and Greg, your friends, tell them Wardell said hello. And I am really a good singer, too. Make sure they know that.
Oh, understand that. A candy bar, that girl and me, that's what you are. Oh, I can understand it. Jack and Jill going up the hill, story books and fairy tales. I can understand it. But not too cold. Girl, you got to give to get you know. Come on, baby, talk that talk.
Drummer for them was just amazing. I when I talked to him, I said, man, so can you please tell me, like, when you I've never heard anyone play a ballad like that. Like, the ballad is a slow song for those who don't know. And so, but he plays the ballad like it's so aggressive, but it's so in the pocket. And it's so good. The dynamics are absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's like he's this aggressive, progressive drummer playing R&B ballad, playing on an R&B ballad. I'm like, how are you're combining all that together? And that's what I loved about him, because it was so well done. And I said, it just seems like, you know, you guys are on the stage. He says, well, Wardell, this is the thing. We went, New Birth, before we recorded our stuff, we performed it live. We played it live, and then when people loved it, you know, we decided we're going to record it. And so then when we went in the studio to record it, it was like we were performing live. And I go, whoa, you caught me off guard with that one. That is so, because most of the time, we record the stuff first and we put it out, and then if it sells, great, we'll perform it. We'll go perform it. But they did it the opposite way, where they would perform it first, and then the people loved it, and then they would go and do it. And so go and record it. And so that's why his dynamics were like that on the records. If you ever get a chance, especially you musicians, you get a chance to listen to New Birth, listen to the dynamics on their record. I mean, these guys were like, it was unbelievable, man. And I was so blessed because of it. So also, I do have an announcement to make. Next Thursday, we will have a special guest. She's going to come in and hang out with us, and we're going to have fun, because she's been here before, and she's such a good lady. She's so talented. By the way, her name is Chocolate. Oh, goodness gracious. So that's Patrice Chocolate Banks. And Patrice was the she played the sound effect in Graham Central Station. It was I was like, what is that? What kind of drum is that? And so she was the one that was behind that, and so she's going to come on and hang out with us, and we're just going to have a good time together, and so that's going to be next Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Lady Chocolate will be here from Graham Central Station. And we were trying to get her in for this week, but she was booked already, so we'll get her next week, and we're going to have a good time with her. She's off the hook, man. So did you like that block I just played?
I'm sorry?
Did you like the block I just played?
Yes. No. Man, you went Key Sweat on a brother on that block. Make it last forever, man. I was like, yes. I was kind of relaxing. I was, you know, just taking a quick break, kind of relaxing a little bit on the, out here on the balcony. And I was like, I know he's not playing Make It Last Forever. Oh, yes. He's jamming on that one.
Yes.
Now that's the
yes.
one I'm poaching that one.
Yes. There you go. He's a poacher, song poacher. Just like me. Yeah, so. What else did I play? I mean, I had After Seven, man, oh man.
Ready or
man.
Not, yes.
Yes, yes. You know a little bit about After Seven, don't you?
Man, I love After Seven, man. Big fan of After Seven.
Yes, yes. They were awesome. And then one of the brother of Babyface passed away. I wanted to sing.
Melvin Edmonds, yes.
It was his brother or his cousin. They looked the
That's
same.
His brother. His brother Melvin is one of the oldest. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's the oldest brother.
Man, they all look the same. They got that. Them genes are strong. And so, and they have great voices. I love their tones, man. After Seven, whoa. I love the way they sing.
That debut album was just amazing in itself. It's a, I call a press play album also, you know.
Yeah.
I think their first single was like Heat in the Heat of the Moment. And it was just a great, I remember being 15 years old just loving this album. My uncle bought the tape, yes, the cassette tape. I'm showing my age. But bought that tape, and I just played it and wore that tape out, man. I love that tape. One Night is a beautiful song. Sayonara. I mean, this is some great songs on that their debut album, just amazing album. So
yes.
Shout out to After Seven. And they're still out there doing it, man. Still out there doing it. Of course, rest in peace to Melvin Edmonds. If I'm not mistaken, Melvin's son, I think his name is Jason, is out with the with Kevon and Keith. The two other artists from After Seven. So shout out to them.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Man, oh, man, I tell you, it's so much going on. So now I have there's another thing going on, and this is a secret. I can't even say it, but see, I don't do good with secrets. You see that, right? It's trying to come out on international radio. Trying to come out. I got to be quiet, Wardell. But so I get excited because it has something to do with Solar. And so it has something to do with Solar. Y'all know that. It's like, you know, I'm running down the street with the Solar flag every single day. I'm always Solar this and Solar that, you know. So rather it's Solar Records Radio with Don and myself, or if it's Solar, the record company, it's just Solar. And, you know, with all that Solar, I need to be getting some free Solar panels, don't you think, John? Can I get it?
I saw what you did there.
They need to come on and say, hey, let's get on his station. We can advertise, and we'll give him some free panels. Yeah, come on. I'm going to tell somebody to do that. Anyway, some people are just too much. They always want something for nothing. That's me. All right, guys. Well, anyway, so here we go. Good gracious, the hour is gone. We got 53 minutes left in the show. And so I'm excited about Chocolate. Miss Chocolate coming on. Patrice, what's up, girl? I know you're listening. And so much love to you, Chocolate. We do appreciate you. And we look forward to hanging out, Don and myself. And just, I know Don's going to have a plethora of questions for you. We're going to enjoy, because your history with Graham Central Station came out of Sly and the Family Stone. What a legacy. What a legacy. So, you know, because the stuff that Sly and them did was just ridiculous. Yeah, that music is just unbelievable. Family Affair. I mean, it just, their music was Stan. Oh, my God. I mean, the songs that came out of that group, it was just crazy. And it was the best part about Sly was that it was crossover. Everybody loved Sly, you know, and it was just a beautiful thing. So, and then Graham Central Station, because Larry Graham was the bass player in Sly and the Family Stone. And he just transitioned to do his own thing and started Graham Central Station, obviously named after him, Mr. Graham. So, and it's just beautiful. I love that they still perform. They still, Larry Graham is still out there doing his thing, plucking the heck out of that bass. And so with that being said, I'm going to give you a taste of it and a taste of what's going to happen next Thursday when Miss Chocolate comes on and blesses up us from Graham Central Station. So kick back and put your seat belts on, because here comes Miss Chocolate.
Where I'm at. You don't have to worry, 'cause I'm coming.
I can't do that. It's a radio show. I got to stay with the program. It's the time for me to get ready to talk to Don. I can't. What? Oh, okay. Okay, Mike. I know. All right. Here you go. I'll play your song. Lord.
Won 12 Grammy Awards before he dazzled billions of fans around the world with his amazing talent as a performer before he impacted on millions of lives with his ongoing humanitarian efforts, before all of that, he was one other thing. He was my brother. Hi. I'm Janet Jackson, and I'm pleased to be here tonight to honor the man I love and admire as an artist and a person, my brother, Michael Jackson. Legend Award is given for ongoing contributions and influence in the recording field, but nowhere does it tell you what to do to become a legend. If I were to write a book of instructions using my brother as a guide, it would read something like this. How to become a legend. Let's start with the present and work our way backwards. Take a big chance with a live 90-minute primetime interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Join me for the worldwide television event of the year.
Put on a spectacular Super Bowl halftime show before the largest audience in TV history. Use your extraordinary popularity, influence, time, energy, money, and heart to help children heal the world. A 2.5-hour standing room only concert event from Bucharest, Romania that gives HBO the highest audience rating in cable history. Release Dangerous and watch it enter the charts at number one and become the world's biggest selling album of 1992. Record Bad and watch it become the second largest selling album ever. Stun the Motown 25th anniversary audience with a legendary performance that leaves everyone moonstruck. Record Thriller and watch it become the number one largest selling album of all time. Bring your enormous talent to the creation of new style videos that are really mini movies with imaginative stories and mind-blowing effects. Capture an armful of 8 Grammys, the most ever won in a single year. Tour the world over, making new friends everywhere you go. Break all existing attendance records while visiting over 30 countries, many of them more than once. And bring the best in contemporary concert entertainment to over 10 million loving fans.
In my joy, in my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow, I'll never let you part. Because I'm always in my heart.
Create an international anthem with a superstar cast that becomes the top-selling single of all time. Make a serious effort to have 4 consecutive number one hits before graduating from grade school. It helps to have brothers who are very musical. And it doesn't hurt to have a little sister who loves you very much. But first and foremost, if you're going to be a true legend, try to be born with a lot of talent and the willingness to take the plunge. So to sum it up, Now I'm very happy to present the Grammy Legend Award for 1993 to my big brother, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. No, but I just wanted to say one thing, and seriously, I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of you and how much you've inspired me and how proud I am to be your sister and how much I love you. I do.
Well, I love you too. Thank you. I hope this puts to rest, I hope this finally put to rest another rumor that has been in the press for too many years. Me and Janet really are two different people. In the past month, I've gone from "where is he?" to "here he is again." But I must confess, it feels good to be thought of as a person, not as a personality. Because... I don't read all the things written about me. I wasn't aware that the world thought I was so weird and bizarre. But when you grow up, as I did, in front of 100 million people since the age of 5, you're automatically different. The last few weeks, I have been cleansing myself, and it's been a rebirth for myself. It's like a cleansing spirit. I love you too. My childhood was completely taken away from me. There was no Christmas. There was no birthdays. It was not a normal childhood. No normal pleasures of childhood. Those were exchanged for hard work, struggle, and pain, and eventual material and professional success. But as an awful price, I cannot recreate that part of my life, nor would I change any part of my life. However, today, when I create my music, I feel like an instrument of nature. I wonder what delight nature must feel when we open our hearts and express our God-given talents. The sound of approval rolls across the universe, and the whole world abounds in magic. Wonder fills our hearts for what we have glimpsed for an instant, the playfulness of life. And that's why I love children and learn so much from being around them. I realize that many of our world's problems today, from the inner city crime to large-scale wars and terrorism and our overcrowded prisons, are a result of the fact that children have had their childhood stolen from them. The magic, the wonder, the mystery, and the innocence of a child's heart are the seeds of creativity that will heal the world. I really believe that. What we I love you too. What we need to learn from children isn't childish. Being with them connects us to the deeper wisdom of life, which is ever present and only asked to be lived. They know the way to solutions that lie waiting to be recognized within our own hearts. Today I would like to thank all the children of the world including the sick and deprived. I am so sensitive to your pain. I also want to thank all those who have helped me to channel my talent here on earth. From the beginning, my parents, all my brothers and sisters, especially Janet. I am so proud of her. It's incredible. I mean, I remember when we were little, I used to ask her to be Ginger Rogers while I was Fred Astaire. The Motown family, my teacher, Berry Gordy, Diana Ross, I love you. Suzanne DePaz, the wonderful great Quincy Jones, Teddy Riley, my new godson, Michael Gibb, my new Sony family, Aiko Morita, Mickey Schulhoff, Tommy Mottola, Dave Glue, Polly Anthony. Thanks for making one of my most creative efforts, the album Dangerous, such an incredible success. I love you all so much. Sandy Gallen, Jim Morey, all the fantastic fans around the world. I love you very much.
Yeah, man, oh man. I tell you, the spirit of Michael Jackson was in my studio. And I could not avoid, playing that. We just can't forget the talent that brother brought to the table. And, how much he blessed us. And I just my heart goes out to his family, to him, his spirit, and, his sister. I just can't imagine, I just heard her say, I love you as a big brother, and for him to be gone, he was in her life, all her life, and to be gone is just, it's just got to be devastating, And, he brought so much to the table, there was a lot of stuff going on with Michael Jackson and stuff. And just think about, like you said, he grew up in the eyes of the world. The whole world had their eyes on him. He was definitely an icon, for sure. And but thank you, Michael, for, blessing us with your talent, man. Thank you for blessing us with your gift. I mean, your hard work, your determination. He said him and Janet, he made her play Ginger Rogers as he was Fred Astaire. To dance like Fred Astaire was no joke, but he's always pushed himself to that next level, And so, Fred Astaire was the man. To me, I mean, I don't know too many people that was as smooth as Fred Astaire. That dude was smooth. And Michael, the video he did with Chris Tucker and was it Rock Your World? I mean, I could see Fred Astaire all over that video. It was just crazy. Now I know Jeffrey Daniels had a lot to do with helping him do the choreography for that for his different videos. I'm not sure if it was that one, But man, I saw Fred Astaire all over Michael all the time. He really enjoyed Fred Astaire. But anyway, so that's why, I played Michael starting off with he's a young guy, and then Janet, and then Michael's like, man, you got to play my Delta stuff. And that's why I played, Rock My World. And then, I wanted you guys, just for the ones that never heard that interview, that thing where he got the award as artist of the decade or something, some year or whatever. It was just amazing just to hear him talk again. And so rest in peace, brother, and thank you for your blessings that you've given all of us. So anyway, Don Fleming, we're about out of time here, my brother.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
How it flies, man. You were jamming.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Well, you have your turn. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to come and visit you tonight, hang out with you. And I'll come. And I'll be sitting on the sidelines checking you out. I really, sometimes I just have the speaker on and just the music is just playing. I don't, I'm not in on the computer or in the show thing in the studio.
I got you.
I enjoy listening to you. So anyway, also T Meyer from Lakeside is about to do a TV show as well. It's going to be a Christian TV show that he's going to be doing. And so he's excited about that. He'll tell us a little bit about that tomorrow. He'll share it with you guys tomorrow. So his ministry is growing. He's moving into a new church home in 2 weeks. No, this weekend. So I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy. He has been dedicated to with his relationship with the Lord, and it's been nothing but a blessing for him. To the point where he stepped out of Lakeside, he stepped out. Said, I knew I was going to eventually have to move forward. And I said, you really knew that? He said, yeah. And to leave, a ship that's sailing well, it's just kind of like hard to believe, because people are like, well, that's my income. But, God will provide, you know, and you had to follow the spirit, and he's been blessed ever since. And so, but anyway, so tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, T. Meyer will be on hanging out with us, sharing the legacy of Solar. And so we look forward to that. Don Fleming, anything else? Anything on
Man,
your heart?
Just for all the listeners who's listening to this show, if you got time, if you have time, I'm not going to stress it. I just don't know. No, but if you guys check out tonight, check out the show tonight, Throwback Thursday night with yours truly, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 hours of classic soul, classic funk, classic R&B. I'm going to do it, man. 70s, 80s, 90s. I might sneak a couple of 2000s in there. You never know. And some might throw some hip-hop in there. You never know. So
never know.
Tune in. Check it out.
Yes, yes. All right, guys. Well, thanks again for hanging out with us. We do appreciate you here at Solar Records Radio. Don, you want to close it out? Since I know you're in the system. I know you're in the system.
Yeah. Man, I'll close it out. I'll close it out, man. Let's see if do you want something fast or want something slow?
Whatever Don Fleming wants. Whatever's on your heart, my brother. Make it happen.
Okay.
Here he comes
okay.
with the tom-toms.
Well, you know what? Let's close it and close it out. Sherelle, I didn't mean to turn you on. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tune in tonight again, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard. Closing out a little Sherelle. Didn't mean to turn you on. I'm out. I'll see you tonight.
All right. Later, guys. Bye, Don. Bye, Greg.